Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn with to St. John chapter number 15. Also Galatians chapter number 5. St. John chapter number 15, Galatians chapter number 5. Read some in John first. Verse number 1 said, I'm the true vine. My Father is the husband. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Not going to bring forth no fruit. Not fruit of righteousness or fruit. No way with it if you don't abide in him. We don't. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch. And is withered. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they'll burn. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, so ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What it said in verse 13, sake of time, I read a skip a few verses. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. I like verse 16 too. It says, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Thank God that he did. Oh, yeah, he was calling me way before I was interested in him. And ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. I'd like to read a verse there before we pray. Galatians 5, verse number 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. Would you pray with us? Our Father, I want to thank you for your eternal word. Lord, we just read in the book of your word, in the book of St. John, where you've spoken the word, you said we would be made clean through the word that you've spoken to us. Thank you for that. Thank you, for Lord, that you called us and ordained us to bring forth fruit. And no can do it no other way except we abide in you. Now, Father, I'm asking you to help us do that. We're needy people, and Lord, we could read, we just read before in some of these scriptures right here in the book of Galatians, how we warring against the flesh. The flesh warring against the spirit. But God, we're so glad that you've given us grace and spirit of power that we can bear fruit in this dark hour that we're living in now. Help us to do so. We pray, anoint this scripture this morning. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary and open our heart to receive your word. Help us to be obedient to it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah. Well, I like that verse where it said we hadn't chosen him, but he'd chosen us and ordained us to go and bear fruit. We can be fruit bearers. I want to say, the reason we have to abide in him, he is the life. And he's got to give us life or we'll never bear any fruit. You can't bear fruit of the The fruit of that life itself of in it. It'd be like trying to go out there and look at a post and tell that post to bear some fruit. It can't do it. Dead. Is a time in our lives, if you've never, in the time you might be still here this morning, if you've never been quickened and made alive, you have to be quickened and made alive, and the Word of God must abide in you. You must be born to the Word of God and the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. If we're going to bring forth fruit. In other words, you never seen a tree that was dead bringing forth any fruit. You've seen vines. I don't know how, maybe some like runs, like scuplins or bullaces. That's some of what we used to have. We didn't know much about a lot of others, but they run vines. But you cut that vine off, is it going to do anything? No, it's going to wither and die. And so listen, it must be life. There must be a life flowing and life giving. If we're going to bring forth and bear some fruit. Now Jesus is telling the disciples, he said, I'm going to tell you something. He put in the book of Galatians also tells us in about nine different things of the spirit, of the fruit of the Spirit. But he didn't say fruits, he said the fruit. Singular. He said the fruit, but he named nine different ones. And he sort of categorized them. If you look at them, it's sort of in three different groups and three different ones. And you see, in the first one said, but the fruit of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. You know what? I looked at those first three just a little bit, and I got to thinking about that. That's sort of some of the things that sort of goes, it's what's inside of us. Amen. It's something that God has done for us, that He's given us love, joy, and peace. Now, I got to think of it. Somebody said, I don't have much joy. Look where that joy is. It's right in between love and right in between peace. Now, I believe one thing. If we have the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, then listen, we'll be able to have the joy that we can have that joy. If we have that love, and if we have that love of God in our hearts and love, if we are loved like He loved us, thank God. Forgive us, He's forgiven us. And let the love of God be shed abroad in our hearts. Then we can have joy and peace, thank God, that passeth all understanding. We can have what God wants us to have if we're willing to listen. Let the love of God, listen, He loved us so much He went to Calvary. Thank God for that love. You know what the Bible says? If you have loved one another, all men will know what? That ye are my disciples. Thank God. I was reading the verse of Scripture. Things right here in the book of Galatians. I can't remember where I read all of it. But it said something. He said if you bite and devour one another, you're going to consume one another. That's no good. We'll soon be all gone, wouldn't we? It would. Amen. But I will tell you something. If we have love one to another, that God has given us for the glory of God, He said love's number one fruit of the Spirit. Loving. Love covers a multitude of sins. What the book said. Love endureth all things. Read this. A lot of times it want to. I have weddings and marrying somebody. I read that in that out of the book of Corinthians. You know what it said? Love endureth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things. Love, listen, all else fails, but love, thank God, is, listen, when love's there, don't matter about a lot of other things. Love. You ought to read it sometime. He said we can have all kinds of things. That we could give. We had money. We could give all these things. Even to the poor. And all other things that we could do. But he said, if we have not love or charity, it says it profiteth not anything. If this world's looking for anything, they're looking for somebody to love them. You know what children looking for? Looking for somebody to love them. And somebody to care for them. You know what all of us need? We need love. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad God loves you? I'm going to tell you something. Not that we love God, but He loved us. Somebody said, well, I just decided to start loving God. No, way before you ever decided you start loving God, He loved you. He loved you. And don't ever forget, He weren't your choice. He made you His choice. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. That'll humble you down to the bottom right there. Won't it, brother? That God, with His loving mercy. I thought about it after I got saved. I said, Lord, how in the world? I don't even know how He loves me now, let alone then. But He did. And He still does. And you know what? You know how we can love to a certain amount even. If this is the truth, I don't know. Some people may get off on some mess and don't care about the kids. I ain't going to get in that. But normally I'm speaking. Whatever your children may have done or whatever we may have done when we were children, it did not deteriorate the love that our parents had for us. I remember one time I seen one of my sisters get a whooping on my older sister. And she was telling Daddy she was getting right up under him. And I got some too, but it saved me from getting some. And she was telling Daddy, I love you, Daddy, I love you. And she was hugging him and getting up right close to him. He couldn't hardly get a lick at her. I'm serious. I ain't making that up. I saw it in my own eyes. I probably wasn't no higher than that. You know what that made me want to do? Made me want to. I didn't really want none of that. But you know what? She did love him. And you know what? You know why he was doing what he was doing? He loved her. You know why? You know why he put it on myself? Because he loved me. You know why God chastens us? The Bible said He chastens those that what? He loves. I've heard parents say, I love my young too much to whoop them. Nah, that's not scripture at all. Boy, you may be glad God don't love us too much to whoop us. That's what keeps us straight. He'll chasten us. And I'll tell you, ain't nothing like the love of God. In return, to nothing like loving God. So that's the first fruit of the Spirit. Love. Love. Full of love. Now I want to tell you something. We get full of God's love. We'll love one another. The Bible says that even to love our enemies. Those that persecute us. Those despitefully use us. I'm not making that up. It's what He's saying. He said do it. Love them. The only way that ever happened in us is the love of God. It won't never happen. That's why the love of God got to be shed abroad in our hearts. Naturally, normally speaking, that don't happen. Thank God. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. Then He said joy. As I said, joy is right in between love and peace. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. I was thinking about a verse. It came to mind a little bit ago. You know what it was? He said, out of the wells of salvation, He draw with joy. I draw out of the wells of salvation. Thank God this salvation is something to joy in and rejoice in. The Bible said in the book of, that's the word in the book of Thessalonians. He said, I say unto you, rejoice and rejoice how long? Forevermore. God's given us something. The fruit of the Spirit is love. And the fruit of the Spirit is joy. It is produced by God Himself. That's why we can have joy. Because we have His Spirit within us. You see, when we got born again, we got born to the Word of God, which is, the Bible said, being born again, not corruptible seed, but incorruptible. In the book of Peter, incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. and we're born to the Spirit. Amen. It's alive.
Hey, do you have that joy? He said for us to go forth and bring forth that joy, that Spirit. And you can have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's ours. He paid the price for it. And thank God,
the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace.
Peace, Jesus said, peace I give unto you. Not as the world give. He said, I'm going to give it to you and I'm going to leave it with you, but it said nothing like the world give. It's something different. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Producing. Live. Bringing forth. It's evidence that we've been born again. It's evidence that the living Word of God abiding in here. Hallelujah.
Living on the inside. And the only way that we can have the fruit of the Spirit flowing out of our lives if he's living inside.
And if he's not, it won't be there. Love, joy, and peace. Thank you, Lord. Peace. I was reading one time where during the Civil War,
he was a soldier. Actually, he deserted. And he'd hid out a couple of weeks. Stayed in the woods, starving to death. One day he saw some soldiers coming down the road. And he hollered at them and said, please, can y'all help me? I'm starving to death. I need something to eat.
They told him, so well, go on over and get you some. He said, no, I can't. He said, they'll kill me. Because he had deserted. And you know what they told him? I said, you know what? You hadn't heard?
Heard what he said. His old clothes was raggy. Parts of the left what he had on the uniform. Hungry, starving. And the war had been over for 2 weeks. They said, well, peace has been made.
I get them generals mixed up. One of them surrendered to that. Don't know a whole lot about history. I get them mixed up for dude, but I know didn't know. One thing, I know what he said. They said, you mean to tell me that peace had been made? Me out here, you think about that, and starving to death and didn't know it. It's a good example. I'll tell you something.
God's made peace for you and me. Jesus made peace with the Father. For you and for me.
I'm going to tell you something. Multitudes out of multitudes don't know it. They're starving. They're dying. Lost without God.
And we need to get excited about the fact that we can get the gospel to him. But when he heard that, did he rejoice? Peace had been made.
But he didn't know it. God's made peace. The Bible said, in I believe it's in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, or maybe verse number 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. You see, Jesus made that peace for us. You don't have to run hide no more. Like Adam and Eve run hid, but God said, come. Hey, where art thou, Adam? God said, come out to hide and come out the closet. Come on to me, I've made peace for you.
Not only has he made peace, he'll give you peace. He said, peace I leave with you,
I'm going to give it to you. It's a gift. Gift from God. Thank you, Lord. And so he said,
fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. How the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I can have a peace. I can have joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. And I can have peace that passeth all understanding. World can't understand it. Hey, can't do it. don't understand the things of God. Natural man receiveth not the things. He don't even understand the things of the spiritual realm. Neither did you and I until we got into the family of God. And God began to reveal it to us. I think so many times, even us as Christians, we forget what God's really, really done for us. We forget what our position really is in Christ. Oh Lord, don't let us forget. He's given us joy. He's given us that love, that joy, and that peace. Thank God for it. Then he, if you look at these next three, we'll go through these quickly this morning, but these next three says something like this: long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness. What is that? That's the results of that inward work that God has done in us. That's the results of that love and that joy and that peace that you and I have. And that's that we can radiate out to this world, to other ones, is a fact. Long suffering. You know what people are looking for? That fruit. And that is a fruit of the Spirit. If we can let it flow out of our hearts and out of our lives. Long suffering. Well, God is. That's what he said. You read it in the book of Peter. He said he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We need more patience. We need more long-suffering. We need to be, listen, willing to let it flow out of our hearts and our lives, because a dying world, after a lost condition of so many people, are looking to see, where's the fruit? Where's the fruit? Fruit of the Spirit. Long suffering. Listen to that next one. Gentleness. Gentle. We're to be gentle. Meek, mild. No, it don't mean you have to compromise. No. But the fruit of the Spirit is, listen, what did he say? Long suffering. Then he said gentleness. Being gentle. And the next one. Goodness. Being good. You know what? That's another fruit of the Spirit. Being good. You need to get... We all need to be getting the good. So good, somebody tell us your goodness is... I'll get you in trouble. Your goodness is going, you're going too far with it. No, I'm going to tell you something. People are dying to see somebody that's gentle and good. Good-hearted and gentle in this hour that we're living in now. I told them, boy, I've been training the last few weeks. I was driving down the road. I said, there ain't no way you can be driving the speed limit and people just run up almost up under your bumper trying to get around. I'm serious. Just in the biggest hurry of everything, I've never seen anything like it. I'm serious. But I'm going to tell you, we're living in a day and hour when this world's looking for someone to be gentle and good, not mean and harsh, not so hard that don't have no compassion. Don't have no love and concern. You say, preacher, where are you getting all this? I'm just getting out of the book. But I'm telling you, God wants us to have the fruit of the Spirit. So many times, I look back at all my Bibles, and I don't know, I probably have mentioned this and preached on it some, but I couldn't find. I got about 7-8 Bibles back there I've been through, and that's about where I mark my markings and underline, and anything I want to write down is right here in my Bibles. Any notes, any scripture, but I'm telling you,
Holy Ghost said, get that verse of scripture. Share it. And let the fruit begin to come forth. If we have some fruit-bearing trees, you have to do some things to them sometime, don't you? Yeah, fellas, once been helping spray some pecan trees. They got a thing go behind the tractor. You can spray it way up there and spray them. Well, some worms will get in them, and worms are getting different ones, and it hurts the fruit. You got where you can't hardly grow no peas if you don't spray them. You know what I was thinking about, Brother Larry? We need to get some spray. Get some spray and spray off some of these bugs and some of these worms, and well, we can start producing some fruit. Fruit bearing. I'll tell you what, get them off. Sword of the word. We don't need none of this chemicals. It's right here, do it. It gets the cankering worms. It'll get anything that's hindering our joy. It'll get anything that's hindering our peace. It'll get what's hindering our long-suffering and gentleness and goodness. The Word of God will. You know why? It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. The Word of God will do the work. The Spirit of God take the Word of God and do the work in our hearts that we can bring forth fruit. Shared a few verses of graveside service just yet, Friday. And you know what? You know, verses I used, some of them. Lord, make me to know my end. How frail I am. He goes on down another verse or two under. He talks some more things about the frailty in the vein of this life and how short it is. But he goes on down a little bit further and he says, but our hope is in thee, Lord. But our hope's in you. And that's so true. So our hope is in him. If we're going to be a fruit bearer, bear fruit. Jesus saw a tree one day, didn't have no fruit on it. And of course, disciples, I think, was with him. He said, no one's going to eat fruit from this tree anymore. They didn't. It dried up. And I want to say this. We need to be careful. We need to produce fruit in abundance for the glory of God. A fruit-bearing Christian is what we need to be. Then he says, the last three, I believe, is this looking toward God, faith. The fruit of the Spirit is faith. Thank God it is. Thank God it is. Faith. And then he says, meekness. That's before God. And temperance. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves before God in meekness. And be temperate in all things. For the glory of God. And he says that we need to live in the Spirit. He said in verse 16, this I say, then walk in the Spirit and shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Another verse says, be led of the Spirit. Verse 18. If we are walking the Spirit, be led of the Spirit. It's a good way to be. The only way. If we'll do that, we can produce fruit for the glory of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can produce fruit. We can produce more fruit. We can produce much fruit. From the Scripture tells us that. If we'll walk in the light of God's eternal word. Hallelujah. See? God didn't just choose us to... I read that verse a while ago. He didn't just choose us to take us to go to heaven with him. He did that. But he chose us, and that verse tells us a while ago, and ordained us to go and bear fruit. Right? Thank God he did. Our life is to be a fruit-bearing life. I was thinking about some trees don't bear no fruit. Make pretty good shade trees, some of them, don't they? I guess we can make shade trees, but we need to be a shade tree and a fruit-bearing tree. For the glory of God. Jesus Christ came into this world, died in your place and mine, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. But the only way we'll ever bear fruit is to know that we got life. Miss Shirley and I went to see that yesterday. James, you asked me, you told me about. Your car broke down. Got out walking down the side of the road and somebody ran over him. He's in critical conditions, but he was able to talk to me. And I won't tell you what he told me. He wouldn't care. Could talk to him enough, but one of the first things I asked him, I told him, I said, "Do you know the Lord?" He said, "That's hard to do." "No, it ain't hard to do. If you know somebody might be slipping out in eternity and it might be hard to do now." But you know what he told me? He said, "I thought, weren't sure where I did or not." But you know what? Before he got through saying that good enough, you know what he said? But he said, I know now. He said, "I've made peace with God, and I asked him to really come in my heart." And you know what I said to him? I said, "I'm sorry that you're having to go through what you're going through with in that intensive care unit from being run over by a car. But I said, when eternity is there, in the light of eternity, whatever, if it's got you right with God, I said, I'm praying for you," and I did. And I said, "I'm praying the Lord will raise you up and bring you out of this." I said, "Whatever, it's worth it." And he agreed. He said, "I know now that I'm saved." That's what he did tell me. He said, "I know now I'm saved." And folks, I want to tell you something. We don't have to wait till that time. You can know and know now that you're saved. Don't wait till trouble comes. Don't wait till sickness comes. Don't wait till an accident comes. You can know that you're saved for the glory of God. Had a good visit. His mama was in there. His older brother's in there. And his younger brother, he was bigger than him, but he's younger. And he told me, he said, "You got a card?" And I gave him a card to the church. He said, "You know, I'm a missionary." He'd been to, I forgot where he told me. I think we got some missionary support over. He's a missionary. And you know what? Ain't no telling what God may do with his brother. Fruit bearing. My prayer is that we here at Calvary Baptist Church, not only here, but everywhere God's people are gathered together, we'll bear fruit. We'll bear much fruit. We'll bear more fruit for the glory of God. Jesus may be glorified. Would you stand with me?